Hey, welcome to This Woman Can. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, and we are talking all about how you can reclaim 2020 to make sure you hit 2021 running. Today, we're going to talk about confidence, because sometimes your self-esteem can take a knock every now and then. So I'm going to share you a couple of simple tips to help you become the best you can be. Confidence matters just as much as competence on the road to success. But these two traits aren't mutually exclusive. We all know competent women with little confidence, and we've seen that, and vice versa. Some think confidence is an elusive quality, that women are born with it. On the contrary, confidence, like competence, is a habit, not a gift. It's a skill that can be learned. That's what's fantastic about it. And confident women lead lifestyles that empower their sense of self-esteem. They assert themselves in the way they speak, the way they move, and the way they dress. So let me share with some ways for you to empower yourself, build your confidence, and bolster your self-esteem. First, start a morning ritual. When we sleep past the alarm clock, we don't feel in control of how our day unfolds. Rushing leads to stress and anxiety and indecisiveness. Getting up just 30 minutes, half an hour earlier, in order to complete a morning ritual will empower your day. It gives you a chance to harness your thoughts and focus on what it is you would like to achieve. And you can use this time to do some light exercise, light a candle, meditate, or write down your tasks for the day. Knowing that you have those 30 minutes, that half hour each morning, will make even the busiest days seem less daunting and help you stay cool, calm, and collected for whatever lies ahead. For me, my day usually starts the morning walk or a potter around in my garden. It really helps me set for the day, and I know when I haven't done it. Number two, fake it until you make it. Why do some women seem more assured than others, even in the face of seemingly insurmountable obstacles? The answer is that they aren't more assured. They are just better at acting. Successful women know that you have to create sometimes this facade of confidence before you build the real thing. Now, you might think it messes with your authenticity, and I talked about authenticity in an earlier video, in an early podcast, but this is about closing your eyes when face an uncomfortable situation and going for it. Three, learn to complain effectively. Have you ever been to the hairdresser and they cut your hair shorter than anticipated, or the style isn't quite what you wanted, but you just smile, nod your head, say thank you, and tip her? Your pasta was overcooked when you're in the restaurant, but you just nod when the waiter asks if everything is okay. The inability to offer criticism or feedback can slowly chip away at self-confidence. Complaining effectively is a skill, not just for the sake of it, and it can be carried out with grace and diplomacy. If you find it embarrassing, try the extraction method. Deliver the anesthetic by beginning with a compliment. The service and the starters were excellent. And then you pull the tooth. But my pasta was overcooked. And then give them a lollipop. It's a shame because the sauce was perfect. Otherwise, always remember to stay calm, maintain eye contact, and smile. Complaining doesn't mean you have to pull a screw face or necessitate a grimace. Four, choose confident company. Confidence is contagious, so is lack of confidence. Confident women keep company with women with equally high self-esteem, women that inspire and motivate them. Remember, your vibe attracts your tribe. And elsewhere, mentorship helps women achieve their goals and recognize their potential. So identify someone whose work you admire or whose attitude you find inspiring. And don't be afraid to ask them for advice. Those three letters, A-S-K, ask, do not be afraid to do it. Five, stop saying sorry. It's the verbal tick of countless women. In particular, women, we have a tendency to say sorry to acknowledge our presence and to interject or open a conversation. It's a real disempowering habit that undermines our position and makes us appear less assertive. In order to break the habit, you must learn to become a mindful communicator. Do you need to speak, or would a smile or nod suffice? Otherwise, try adding new phrases to your vocabulary, such as, can I make a point? And do you mind if I interject? Empowered women only say sorry when they've done something they need to be sorry for. 6, silent treatment. Empowered women don't rush to fill the gaps in a conversation with mindless chit-chat. They've learned to embrace the silence and get comfortable with it, and they don't feel the onus to steer verbal exchanges. Admittedly, it does take practice, but eventually you'll learn that there are no awkward silences, only awkward women. The silent treatment can be used to your advantage in an interview or negotiations and scenario. Just take that time, it's not as long as you think it is. Don't feel compelled to answer as soon as you are given an answer or an offer. Stay silent, even just for a count of 5, and the other party will naturally continue talking, often giving more information or a better offer. Breathe deeper. When the body is stressed, breathing becomes shallow and rapid. The quickest and easiest way to regain inner strength is to breathe deeper. Try belly breathing, which means breathing with the help of the diaphragm muscle, which is located between the lungs and the abdomen. So taking a deep breath, rather than just with the upper part of the lungs. Imagine directing your breath past your chest, down into your stomach and your belly, and hold for a couple of seconds before you exhale. So deep breathing. This breathing technique will instantly make you feel far more assertive and capable. The other point I'd make is mind your language. The language we use shapes the way we think and act. The first step to removing the words I should, that's your first step. Remove the words I should from your vocabulary and replacing them with I can, I will, and I am. And when we say I should go to the gym tonight, we are burdening ourselves with an obligation and setting ourselves up to fail. The sentence I am going to the gym tonight is far more assertive and geared to succeed. And elsewhere, surround yourself with positive words. You'll see that all around my office, positive words and statements to prime your subconscious mind for success. Write down those words that motivate and inspire you on your notebook, on your desktop screen, anywhere in your visual environment to constantly trigger your brain with positive associations. You could also consider changing a frequently used password to a word or statement that empowers you to succeed. So that's it. There's some confidence tips there. And I would love to hear what you took away from the series so far or from today. So leave me a comment. But better yet, share this series with someone you know needs to hear it. After all, sharing is caring. And if I can, you can, this woman can. Don't forget, This Woman Can Become program is starting soon. I'll be releasing details, and you can join for 2021.